turn our attention to the schools. We'll have the president of the College Station ISD and tomorrow morning with us, and Mark McCall is here this morning, who's the president of the Bryan ISD. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
I'd like to start first with a news story that we actually had today from Texas State Network. Chelsea, who is this who's speaking?
Yeah, this is Clay Robison with the Texas State Teachers Association.
Okay, and here's what he had on our newscast today.
It seems like every year more and more parents are fed up with it because they recognize that it interferes with what they send their children to school for.
And he's talking about STAR testing.
Right, so STAR testing, which starts tomorrow. These are challenges, certainly, that parents have, I'm sure, come to the board and spoken. As one member of the board, what are your thoughts today?
Certainly testing is always a challenge, but I also think right now it's a reality of measurement. That's something we have to get through. It was interesting that the TEA commissioner did pass a ruling earlier that at the high school level, at least, there were going to be some ability to test out the standardized testing using SAT scores and ACT scores. So if you scored high enough, then you would be able to test out of the state testing. Now, what I understand as late as Friday, this past Friday, that was revised to say that they could test out with a met expectations instead of at the higher level. So they just met the minimum expectations, which of course for a lot of our students, a lot of our schools, and a lot of the rankings where all these measurements go into play, including the controversial A through D rating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge in that we keep getting mixed signals of what counts, what doesn't count for the school rating. And I can tell you as a board, we've said a number of times in open session, we're going to do what's right for the kid. We're going to focus on what's right for the kid, regardless of what the state accreditation comes out. Of course, that always tends to wrap around and get us because we always get some bad publicity when the ratings do come out. But I think that the ratings that are there came out in the preliminary ratings. We had an A college, a college that was focused on college and college readiness and pre-college readiness, which kind of mirrored across the state of Texas. If you were one of those early collegiate colleges, you made the A. If you were a college that, or a high school that, and a campus that focused on preparing students for the next stage, regardless of what that next stage may be, you probably didn't get the A.
Sure. Okay, listen, I just so we can look back for one more thing. You kind of made a mid-course correction in your transportation system. Does that pretty well fix it, or do we? And I know that upset because it upset people's world.
Sure.
Do we have that fixed? Is that something that's going to have to be revisited?
The mid-year correction is something that nobody took lightly, but it was something that had to be done. We had another tough struggle right there at the beginning of the semester with that. One of the things that is really our biggest challenge to making this go, because we still hear from parents that we're not on time, we're not getting our kids there on time, we're not getting them home on time when we say we would. So we're still working through that. But at the beginning of the semester, we got hit with the flu bug pretty heavily within that, and our transportation director was out with pneumonia for about 3 weeks at the worst possible time.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some areas that were outside of our control, outside of control of the district, and we had a large number of the district staff that were there every morning in the transportation building that were able to fill in, but that wasn't they're not the pros. And the pros were out.
But we think we've got it pretty well fixed.
I think we're definitely on the right track. I transportation is one of those areas that I don't know if it's ever 100% perfect for everybody, but we're definitely getting kids to and from school on time and safely.
Mark McCall is the president of the BISD school board, is here this morning. The appeal period for Tommy Wallace's lawsuit to block any release of his records ended last week. Any idea as to what that costs the district? Are you looking to maybe recapture some of those costs?
At this point in time, I can honestly say we're ready to move on beyond Tommy Wallace and the legacy. We realize that there's definitely still questions that need to be answered, and that information will be coming out soon, the information from the public release.
Could I press you to say approximately when that would happen?
And I was prompted, yes, you can, but no, I can't give you an anticipation, but they are actively looking in through it. I had a discussion with the Bryan ICD lawyer yesterday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, I mean, they're actively working on getting it out as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, let's turn our attention then to the search for a new CFO. Amy Drozd is probably a rock star by just about anybody's standard. The fact is that she had been in the job for 25 years. So how does that process go on as far as the search, and where are we with it?
So we're actually in the middle of interviewing right now. We have interviews going on today. We've got some... Bryan is really one of those great districts that's a good mid-sized district that has enough, I would say, work to do to really get some good quality people in. Having said that, we've also developed some good talent internally that's been working right there with Amy Drozd day in and day out. And I would just echo, she is a rock star. That's something that when Amy comes and tells us you can do this or you can do that, we know as a board, you know, that she has all the bases covered.
So do we have a kind of a timeline as to when we'll be able to have that person in place?
I do not have the specific timeline. Haven't been told that, but I would suspect since they're going through the interview process this week, probably within the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Pretty exciting news last week from the Bryan School District, the new CTE campus. Now that means, first of all, let's talk about that moving off the Rudder campus. So does that make some sort of implications, for instance, for a UIL reclassification, or how are you going to repurpose that space?
The students, and one of the things with the CTE Center is the students will not be permanently housed there. So they may be taking classes out there Tuesdays and Thursdays for half a day. But the goal is to be able to rotate as many juniors and seniors out to the Mumford camp, the CTE campus. So they'll still be taking core classes at their home campus and be taking the advanced CTE courses on the new campus.
We had Kevin Russell in, the Director of Economic Development for Bryan. He's pretty happy about this. He said that really changes his sales pitch. What do you see this being able to do for that area and also for BISD?
I think for Bryan always, and one thing about CTE that most people think about when you think about Bryan ISD and CTE, auto mechanics, welding, and those programs come right up to the top, the pharmaceutical and nursing, you know, those traditional programs. But we've actually have around 27 different career programs. And so it's just not those hands-on construction outside type of work that the CTE programs address. And to me, one of the great things about having the 119 acres out there are there's areas out there that we can develop and put in that's not just addressing, again, the high need areas, which we will be, but also some of the additional CTE programs. You know, one of the, I had a conversation this weekend at one of the showcases about and a teacher wanting to put in kind of a drone area for a drone training type of area, because that's becoming more used more and more in every program. So we have the room now to grow. And it also gives us the capabilities of working with the individual businesses to say, okay, you use this particular type of welding machine, you use this particular type of equipment. We have room now that we can put that equipment in and help train a workforce using the equipment that they're going to see once they get into the workforce.
Mark McCall with us. He's the president of the Bryan ISD. Okay, well, I'm that taxpayer in Bryan who wants to throw cold water on this, because this thing's going to cost $6 million. I don't remember what Amy said a few months ago, but you were down to certainly less than that in the bank, and you don't know what the legislature is going to do. So where does that $6 million come from?
Well, we have a very strong fund balance. And as a district, we have district policies on how strong that fund balance can be. It might sound kind of counterintuitive, but the fund balance is really there to make sure that if there is a six-month gap in state funding, that we can cover expenses and keep going, 6 to 9 month gap. So there's a minimum that we have to have in the fund balance, but then there's also a maximum. We cannot have over a certain amount. And that just keeps us making sure that as we're getting taxpayer money, we're actually using that taxpayer money and not just putting in the bank and storing it. We're real close to that maximum amount on fund balance. And what really changed everything was with the tax ratification election that allowed us to move some taxes over to operations. That freed up fund balance that we had been keeping in reserve, which was about $5-6 million
okay.
in reserve. So that without the successful TRE, we never would have been able to fund. But without spending that money, we also get into trouble, you know, because we'll get over our limit on our fund balance. Well, as well. So
nice to be able to find something you could point right to and put those funds in place pretty quickly. Anything else on your radar screen today that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, we had a great weekend this weekend with two different events, the Bryan ISD and Evening of Academic Excellence down in conjunction with First Friday and the Ice House on Main. And I do just want to give out a quick shout out to Bryan Education Foundation, Advent CX, and the TAMU College of Education for helping sponsor that. That was a great event for students from elementary school all the way up through high school and the IB programs to be in one room and showcase some of the advanced programs, some of their work product, and what they've put together. Heard a little elementary school girl had a great statement that when she was leaving, I overheard her telling her mom she felt like a rock star.
Oh. Very
so,
good.
That's so good. That was fun.
That's what we want for our kids.
Right. And then Saturday morning, we followed up with the Bryan ISD Showcase, which, of course, had students and student events there, but also showcased our schools and what was going on at each school. And I just want to give a quick shout out to Anson Jones. I spent quite a bit of time with three of their third graders that were getting ready to go into fourth grade that were demonstrating the robotics program that's a club today. And to keep it short, they were getting ready to go in fourth grade and start competitions, but one of the little girls shared with me, one of the little ladies shared with me that before she got involved in this club, she never felt that she could learn engineering and computing and programming and robotics. And this is coming from a third grader.
It's nice to have them thinking that way and feeling like they can succeed.
The sponsor, I don't know if she saw my A&M ring or not or whatever, but she went around, she asked them individually where they were going to college, which for a third grader is a tough question. Yeah. They all answered A&M.
Wow.
And so, and that was great as an Aggie. I love it. But at the same time, just the fact that they were thinking that they were going, they had the track. They were doing this so that they would be ready to go into Odyssey in seventh grade. It would take them into STEM in high school and then take them on into A&M. And so they had that whole pathway kind of identified. And Saturday was great because they were able to actually go over to Odyssey and explore, you know, where they were hoping to go into, and also visit with some of the other advanced programs like Inquire as well. So both of those events were excellent. And I just want to give, again, strong shout outs to all the principals and teachers that made that happen.
Okay. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Mark McCauley. He's the president of the Bryan School Board.